Justin Akre and Pat Bradley on the Buzz Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Zone. Segment brought to you by Landers Chevrolet. Landers Chevrolet, the original Landers, exit 121 off of I-30. This month, Chevy Open House event, Chevy Truck Month. Chevy Silverado. You ever heard of it? Named 2014 North American Truck of the Year. Award-winning service department. Give you a loan of car shuttle service. Makes your service experience as easy and simple as possible. You can make an appointment by going online, LandersChevrolet.com, or call them 501-315-2500. The all-new Landers Chevrolet, exit 121 in Benton off of I-30. Thanks again to their very generous donation. Boys, are you guys doing okay in El Paso?
Yeah, I want to say again, the first time I ever did this was Hurricane Andrew. Many of you weren't even alive when Hurricane Andrew hit. And it was such a throw the clothes in the back of a truck kind of operation. Went down with Michael P. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
What year was that?
Andrew had hit.
I don't know. It was a huge.
It hit Homestead, Alabama, Florida first, and then kept coming up the Gulf and hit Louisiana. And we went down there. And, I mean, it was haphazard. It was, I'm going to be a hero. Let's do this and do this. And I should have waited a day or two.
Right.
Akre has done a great job. RJ, everybody has done a great
You've
job.
You've done it.
And I just wanted to say that again one more time. And thank Matt Jackson for giving us the place to call.
Also, too, I think we need to acknowledge, guys, you know, not only do we need to acknowledge, our listeners are so amazing in stepping up and helping.
Yep.
They made us number one across the board again on all of our shows.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you.
And sticking with us and then helping in a time of need for Arkansas.
Sticking with you through the rough 6 months last year.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, you know what? Why don't you walk out on me after 6 years of service and then thumb your nose at me on the way back in? Real cool. Thanks a lot.
You know what?
Hey,
it worked.
It worked. It was all a little just.
Oh, it was a big scam, huh?
It was a big show. It worked. I'm all right.
By the way, I know the numbers are still coming in, but we just got this one. We are number one with women 75 to 82.
We are dominant.
And Tommy,
we'd like to say, and if I could to them, thank you! Thank you very much!
I just showed Pat that he was number one in my heart, too. So,
that's the wrong finger.
Let's go to our friends at Jim's Razorback Pizza, where they are actually doing the collection today. We're just out here trying to brighten the mood a little bit and share some stories, but I think Curtis is with Jeremy and RJ down there at Jim's Razorback Pizza, which that's one of three locations. But RJ, don't worry about that. Curtis, what's up, my man?
Somebody just came and gave Curtis a whole sack load of stuff, and
got a bunch of soap now.
Sack load of stuff.
What's in your sack?
Hand soap and shampoo. But yeah, we're out here on Morgan Mall Mel, off the Morgan Mall Mel exit. We got plenty of room in the truck left, so bring some stuff out. We need more work gloves and safety glasses.
I'm telling you, I've heard totes from 50 different people. Totes, man. Plastic totes. People are all about the plastic totes.
Yeah.
Hook them up with the totes. Yep. Not the gloves company, although you could get totes, gloves, and actual totes, too. So.
I do think it's remarkable, guys, speaking of those plastic containers and people going through their stuff. Did you guys hear us mention yesterday about Donnie Ballou, the state trooper?
Yeah.
His certificate, guys. Now he was in
Virginia,
I believe. It was found in Batesville. A lady walked out in her front yard, and there was his certificate for being inducted into the trooper or whatever, and that been back in whenever. But it had gone from.
That's phenomenal.
Yeah, it even wound up, it didn't go in the woods somewhere, it winds up in somebody's front yard. In Batesville, crazy. All places.
That is wild.
So that's right. If you do find something like that, go to that Facebook website and you post a picture.
I love
of
Arkansas.
It,
yep.
And
I love
it's
Arkansas.
Going to connect you or the people with their documents that they're missing.
Curtis, you have something else?
No, that's it. Just come by for lunch, drop some stuff off, and come hang out with everybody. I'm sure y'all will be here soon. So,
wow. Hey, we just had five $20 bills dropped off. That's
thanks, McGeorge.
That's $100 cash money.
Well, you bailed him out, man.
Run! Run!
We're going to have RJ count down the drawer tonight.
Man, I appreciate that. Thank you.
Yeah.
Hey, Justin, who else is there with you guys? Go ahead.
Well, there's a whole bunch of folks that are just rolling in on trucks right now, just bringing stuff. But I want to thank the
rolling
folks
on
over at One Stop Storage, which is right down the street from Razorback Pizza. They are offering 2 months free storage units down here. If you go to their Facebook page and print off their coupon and then bring a photo ID saying that you were from Volonia or Mayflower, if you go to One Stop Storage, they will give you 2 months free storage units.
That's nice.
You can call them at 258-7867. That's 501-258-7867. And you'll get two months free of storage.
How good is this? I'll tell you what. The recap on this show is going to be real help from fake people, the buzz. I mean, we are getting all kinds of good stuff. We may not be real, folks, but this help is real. That's practical stuff.
One other sports note today. I don't think anybody's mentioned it. I've seen it on Facebook, and I think Andrew Meadows sent me an Oakland horse that was going to be one of the more favorite horses. Opportunity that won the – what did he win?
Which won the Rebel.
Won the Rebel Stakes.
So is this the least interested you are in the Derby and –
I'm about the same. I'll pay attention to see if an Arkansas.
This will be awesome.
Yeah. But anyway, that's the second row. You still got Danza, Right On, Curlin, and Tappeture. Those
Curlin fries.
It's the most exciting 3 minutes in sports, or 2 minutes, whatever they say.
Well, think about it though. Danza's a 10-1 shot. He's coming out of the four hole. That's a Pletcher horse. He's got a good look at it. I don't love Danza mostly because I'm mad at him because he screwed up my picks on Derby Day.
Right on Curlin.
I do love Right On Curlin. I did have some money on him. He's a 15-1 shot. That might be a good bet with Calvin Barella aboard, David.
Yep.
He's in the 19 hole. He's not all the way outside, but he's pretty far out there. I like Bikers in Trouble, but that's a horse that's run some big races around the country. It's a 30-1 shot, but the problem is he's in the one hole. And if he can't get out of the way there early on, he's going to be in trouble. You've also got Wicked Strong. Opportunity is the Baffert and Mike Smith combo meal in the 11 hole. Good spot as far as
position goes. He's out. He's the one that's out.
He's out?
Opportunity. That's what I was saying. Opportunity was
scratched. I didn't guess that. Opportunity's out.
Okay.
Yeah,
well, that opens up the race.
He's got an injury or something. So Opportunity
I missed that.
That's what I was just mentioning.
I'm sorry. I thought you were just talking about it. I thought you were talking about it because of an injury.
He's out.
I missed that.
Yeah, he's a Baffert horse, and he's out. So Tappeture, Right On Curlin, and Dan's, I think, are the three with Oakland connections.
That is correct, actually, yes. Yeah, but it's going to be. I think it'll be a fun race. It'll be a fun race. California Chrome is the big favorite. It's had a big year, 5-2 on the morning line. So
put the house on Wicked Strong, calling it now.
And actually, you know, Opportunity Dave was the second favorite.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
That's what the story is.
Everybody with a Boston connection is going Wicked Strong.
That's why we're the number one sports show.
Boy,
we
are.
Anybody who wants to win big is going Wicked Strong.
Wicked Strong. You're Wicked Strong, you.
I'm going to tell you right now, I'm going to be at Toad Suck Days getting some hammer time.
That was one of the Zone's best. Let me tell you, that interview with. I don't even remember interviewing MC Hammer. That was one of your best interviews.
It's Toad.
You
want to know what I remember from that interview is when he was working for the Oakland Athletics when he was a teenager, he was talking about how so many players would take these speed pills to get them ready and energized each day. For them to be able to compete on a high level every day, he said these speed pills that they would take on a regular basis was the reason that they would be able to compete every day. So he basically was scoffing in the face of PEDs and things like that.
You stop this music right here. This is jam, 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 jam.
You know, something.
You know, that. Yeah. You got to be, what, 60 to even heard this song before?
And we appreciate you listening.
Okay, see if Justin in the back can remember this. Where did he get his nickname from?
Easy.
Hardware store.
He was playing baseball.
Hank Aaron is correct. That's right.
Hank Aaron. It's Tosek.
The height of his fame. He was so good, man, back in the day. He had the whole choir out singing Pray and the whole deal.
He was
so
good.
But you know what?
You got to pray just to make it today.
Did you play that one, Matty?
I don't know if we have that in the system.
Not in the
system.
Did
you see a young porn stash badge with those pants on?
In the VH1 recap of his life, the best thing that he said, he knew he was in trouble when he walked out on stage,
everybody was
white. All white people. He said he knew his time was coming.
Take it easy, Donald Sterling. What are you talking about?
Oh my gosh! Come on, Mac Hammer. It's Mac Hammer.
It is Mac Hammer. Boy, wait a minute. This guy's not Irish.
That's it.
Let me get Johnny in here quickly. He's got a question. Johnny?
Yeah. I'm on my way back from Branson, and I've got to come through Mayflower or El Paso 1. Is Mayflower traffic still backed up on the interstate real bad?
You know, it's slow, but it's not horrific. I mean, you'll be able to get through okay. If you can go a different route through El Paso and not deal with this, that'd probably be okay.
Is Tommy going to be in El Paso for a while longer?
Tommy,
I'll
be
here for about 10 more minutes.
Oh, okay. Well,
drive fast,
I got $100.
Unless
you,
come on, Johnny.
Stick around, Tommy. You got to
the rope. There'll be somebody there to collect your $100, Johnny. Don't worry about that.
Who is this? Johnny, who is this?
What?
How come everybody calls up for me named Johnny or Red?
Well, I don't know, but I listen to your show every
That's
morning.
Very nice.
I appreciate, it. Appreciate you, Johnny. Buddy.
Can you help make us number one, Johnny?
Yeah, that'd be a lot easier for you. Just
go by Jim's Razorback Pizza at Maumelle and drop your $100 off, because there'll be people there all day.
Because we're heading here as soon as we leave here. Steve Johnson just came by, guys.
Hey, Steve.
Hey, Steve-O.
The boss. Hey, Johnny, thank you. Hey, I was going to mention one other thing, too, that, David, we were talking about horses with a connection to Oaklawn. Sugar Shock. Sugar Shock. That's the horse you got to watch for. That's the horse that was second in the Honey Bee, I believe, and then won the Fantasy Stakes. She is running in the Oaks on Friday.
Oh, okay.
And,
great Calvin song, Burrell, Sugar Shack.
Yeah.
Calvin Burrell is riding Sugar Shock. So that is a
horse to do Oaklawn horses to do well.
And actually, Oaklawn Anywhere has a deal. OaklawnAnywhere.com. That's a free plug because Oaklawn's not doing anything with us, with me personally right now. But just saying, they have a deal where you can go online, and if you pick the Oaks and the Derby correctly, they have some sort of bonus deal on OaklawnAnywhere.com, which is a cool deal, which I've been a big fan of myself. Also, you know, they do that big barbecue thing on Kentucky Derby weekend on the infield. They're going to donate the proceeds from Smoke Lawn, or a portion of the proceeds from Smoke Lawn. Let me see here. Smoke Lawn's a free event. Guests can sample the barbecue for $5. Vote for the People's Choice Award this year. People can pay the $5 or more if they desire. The money's going to be given to local charities directly helping Arkansans affected by the tornado that caused mass destruction. It is going to be a great day to be at Oaklawn on Saturday. If you want to get on the infield and be part of Smoke Lawn and donate some money, it will come back to the folks who need it most here in this part of the state. So there you go. We're going to take a time out. You guys might want to cover your ears, Donald. I know you don't like to hear about other car dealerships, but I got to tell you about my friends.